I'ma get the strap. If you don't download this app, Blazing 267, that's where it's at. That's a fact. Tryna chat, then hit the jack. When you see my man Meek in the streets, just give him that. My dad and me's anthem, the father's son's anthem. The youth tuning in, so keep it clean or we gon' ban them. When they on, turn it louder. The mother station's sour. It's every Tuesday at 6:30 for an hour. And once the show start, they hone in. No stopping them. My man do the interviews and Meek be there watching them. Cover every topic from worldwide and local. Sports and bullying. Get you out that chokehold. Young adult issues, peer pressure, and politics. They tell you how to win and where to get them scholarships. You work hard, you overcharge without a doubt. Never fraud about a job, every dollar count. Talk show, radios, up loud as they can go. We move fast, y'all slow like radio. Beat up with the crazy flow, like the one I'm giving you. All my lines blazing like the station that you're listening to. Okay, I see you, yeah. Rahman, keep doing your thing, homie. I see you, kid. This shit is blazing. They shit is blazing. Shit.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another Tuesday. We made it, son. We weren't supposed. Hey, I ain't gonna say we weren't supposed to, but we're not expected to. No, I said that wrong. I'm something wrong with me today. Did you help me here? But yes, another Tuesday here, man. My dad and me. I am dad,
and I am me,
and we here giving y'all everything you need to know, from sports to hot topics to dirt balls to clean balls to everything. That's what we bringing you, man. We bringing it raw and raunchy. Father and son tandem. The first right here on Blazing 267. Well, I'll start off with, how was your weekend?
Mine was good.
I actually didn't see you this weekend.
Oh, I was at my mom's house. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
With Joel?
Yeah, alone, yes. didn't have to worry about dad.
But you had to worry about uncle.
No, he ain't bother me.
No. He ain't bother you?
No. You know, he ate snacks all day. I fall off of mini bites and Oreos and the little peanut butter and jelly joints. Yeah, he ain't bother me. Nope. Not till I start smelling him stinking. You on your third day? Oh, no. You got to get in, dog. So, yeah, I enjoyed my time off. Are you going back this weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, man, we got to get you over there. You know, Thanksgiving coming. You know,
I'm going to grandma's house.
That's my mom. Go to your mom. That's my mom.
That's my grandma, though.
That's my mom.
That's my grandma.
Go to your mother.
But I want to go to my grandma.
I'm going to my mother's house. Don't you go to your mother's house. Why you got to follow me?
Why I'm you not gotta... following you. Oh, my grandmother invited me over, so I'm going.
Oh, okay. That's how that go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll see you when you get there. Oh, you thought you was riding with me? Oh, no.
Yeah.
But what you got for us, man? What's going on, man?
How was your special day today? Special day?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
My birthday.
How old are you, old man?
Oh, man. Well, I'll just say, I'll let people use their calculators. I was born in 1979. So you can be the judge of how old I am. You know how old I am?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
Yeah, the two don't.
Yeah, Rameek and Amir, Daddy is very upset at you guys. Didn't hear from you today.
He really didn't call you? Yeah, I thought you was joking.
I ain't heard from him, dog. But guess what? I'm going to get the last laugh. Because Christmas coming.
Yo, I'm going to take this personal. You drawing, yo.
They can't take time out of their busy schedule. The text, you can't even have to call me. You can text me. Happy birthday. I mean, it took you a while, too. You got yourself together.
No, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You come in and talk about the Chiefs and stuff again. We're going to that. You talk about that game.
You were so alert with it. Yeah, Dad, they scored 105 points. Sitting there like, this is what we're going to talk about.
And then, all right, you walked out. I went back to sleep. I woke up. I was like, oh, my God, it's my dad's birthday. And I called you.
Yeah, it was like 11:30.
No, that was at like 7 something.
It was like 11:30.
It was about like late 7, early 8 o'clock.
You had your breakfast and everything, sucking up the Wi-Fi. So I guess you said, oh, let me call him. But it's all right. I don't expect anything. So anything I do get, it's a blessing. So that's cool. Mm. But what we got over there, man? What we going to jump into?
We're going to jump into two current events. This one is funny, but then it's not. It's sad.
Okay.
A Florida man arrested for having sex with a miniature horse on multiple occasions.
I can't hold it in. He was banging a horse back out. Oh, my fault. Keep going. I'm sorry.
That was just the title. A Florida man has been arrested for having... Wait, that's the title. According to the county sheriff officer, 21-year-old Nicholas Anthony has been arrested and charged with 4 counts of sexual contact with an animal. Despite say that on October 16th, a witness came forward and reported that she had witnessed the man having sex with a miniature male pony named Jackie G on a family member's property 3 days earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is nothing short of amazing.
Like,
wow. Yeah, give me your opinion on that. I mean, he's 21. He only got you by 7 years.
I've never even thought to have sex with a horse.
Really?
No, like not even an animal.
Man.
No, never, never. Stop trying to play me. Stop trying to play me. Stop trying to play me.
I need to know what I'm working with.
Stop trying to play me.
All right, I'm just.
But like the fact that he not only thought about it, he went and did it. He went and did it, and then it had to be out in the open to somebody come see that.
Stuck like, his balls in a horse, dog. I mean, that is beyond.
Not even like a dog that he'll do it in his house and nobody will notice.
Oh, you'll do a dog in the house?
No, I won't. I'm just saying,
that's
though.
That's what he said. At least you can take a dog and go in the house.
We got a caller.
What's going on, caller?
Hola. It's Mateo.
What's up, Mateo?
Mateo, what's up?
I can only talk for a little bit, but...
You going to the dinner tonight? The Scoogie dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Free food at Scoogie.
They said a light dinner.
What's your intake on the Gems game, how it got canceled?
And
how, angry are you?
Man, I was upset because this was, the only year that they'll ever have a chance to beat them. The 7th graders, the 6th graders, honestly, they're not going to be good. They're going to be awful. They won't have another chance to beat them in a couple years. We were the only chance of them beating them. I think they only beat them, one time before. So this is their only chance.
That one time with,
Air Mayo.
He's the starting QB for Penn Charter right now.
Yeah. That this is going to be the only time. And, Cole Rumor, he was hype. And
we, I felt like we were actually going to, whoop them.
Yeah. We were but all hype.
I emailed Mr. Cannon about a night game with Colonial as, a rematch. And he didn't get back.
Were you upset that they canceled it, Mateo?
Well, yeah, because this was my plan. So, this whole time, I was like, all right, I left the team, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to go beat them. And that was, the whole plan. I wanted to, whip them.
Wow.
I wanted to, beat them.
Yeah, I thought they was going to just reschedule it, but he came back and the email said, we're not doing it at all. So that was a shocker for me and Ramir.
Yeah, it really was.
Ramir walked around the house mad and storming and whatnot.
No, because they never missed that game.
Yeah. Well, I guess if enough of y'all put the press on, they might reschedule it. If a lot of y'all, the team, make a push and complain about it, y'all might get them to put it on.
No, I think because
no complaints, because I think, does Mr. Cannon listen to your talk show? Well, if he does, no complaints, everything. I'm just saying, we should have had it, on Friday, the day it was scheduled. Even if it wasn't the snow, I would have still played it.
It was not that bad. If we could have played on our middle school field, I would have rather played on that than not play anything.
Yeah, low key. We could
that field on. Was it was like a couple puddles. We could have played and still be cool. But yeah, I was upset. I would I like I was dumb hype for that game, and we could have beat them.
The first time they ever canceled it.
Yeah, and then the one time that they probably wished they didn't cancel it, they did.
Y'all be all right. Well, Mateo, man, thanks for calling, man.
We're gonna
try to. I actually forgot about Scoogies tonight. If Ramir would have told me, we would have tried to make it up there. I totally forgot.
But I'm wearing my shirt tonight for the dinner, so.
As you should, brother. I'm gonna get you another one.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Mateo.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to convince my dad to help us get team hoodies because we deserve some team hoodies.
My mom is good at doing fundraisers and stuff. So if you wanna talk to her about making like a fundraiser to get hoodies.
That'd be beautiful because Ramir wanted me to take my money out of my pocket and buy.
I'm really good at this group of players.
You really good at what?
I'm really good at this group.
Yeah, if y'all go to the high school together, man, y'all gonna be dope, man. Are you going to the high school?
I'm not sure yet. I talked to my dad about it.
What school you looking at?
He's looking at a bunch because he's a lawyer. So he works with the guy who's that he works with, his son goes to LaSalle and stuff, and he's convincing him.
Okay. Yeah, LaSalle.
I don't want to go there.
LaSalle's a good school. I if I'm not mistaken, I think that school, when you graduate, you already have credits towards an associate's degree. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. So, yeah, that's.
I'm gonna say I don't really like Springfield though.
Yeah, I think Springfield, Ramirez, he wanted to transfer, and I told him Springfield will be the place where you can actually get to play. Yeah. Why would I take you to Upper Dublin, cuz? That's not going to work. But Springfield, you'll be able to get a chance to get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you listening every week, man. Keep
right,
listening. Have fun tonight.
Have a nice night.
Yep, you too.
All right, see you, man. All right, bye.
All right.
Oh, that was the great Mateo McHolmes on the line. Or golf, what you want to call him. The boy bad out there, him. Y'all whole crew, man. Dill, Jake, Marcino, all y'all good. That's why I said, y'all all go to the high school together, man. By 11th grade, y'all be really competing. I think. That's in my opinion. Just from watching guys. But where my man Yizzy? He left.
Yep.
Oh, Yizzy, come on. All right, man. What's the So the actual bull that was banging the buck. I mean, banging the
horse.
What's your thoughts on that? Again, I would like to hear it. We all will.
He's retarded for
basically.
Yeah. He just sat there. I still can't get through how he sat
stuck
there.
Stuck his wiener in the horse's butt.
How did I can't get through. How did he?
The horse have a horse have a vagina?
I don't know.
Is he even stuck in his butt or his vagina? not sure.
I don't know. I don't know what they got.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Me neither. I thought you was gonna help me. Hopefully you don't go down that road, son. I'm sure a year ago he wasn't on that path and stuff in his life took him towards that. So you know, let me know when you start having demonic thoughts of such that I'm thinking about knocking off a raccoon. I need you. I need you to help me.
No. All right. We got one more current event. Right. A New Jersey couple on the way to their wedding died in a crash.
On the way to the wedding?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
hold up. You don't ride together in the wedding, though, do you? Well, they just do things differently now. You were married, though, right? You never was married? That's disrespectful to Mrs. Brockington. Why would you do that to her? Yes. The mother of your children. You should have... Huh? It should have been Brockington, though. That's cold, man. How many kids you have by the lady? Oh, yeah, three. No. I had two by one, and I had one by one. You only got two daughters? No, seriously, I thought you had four or five kids. Wow. No, I thought I knew about two daughters, but I thought it was a son or something in there, too. Three grandsons, that's probably what it is. Oh, man. He should have married him, man. That's not... I should have. I was trying to figure out how many more I had before you throw that bet at me. No, that wasn't in the cards, brother. Would have been nice to get my children to parent home, but that didn't work. So I have to start another family and try again. Is that what you're doing? Yeah, man.
So it must be you.
It must be me? Mm-hmm. Never. Never. 215-435-0914. It wasn't me. Is it me, son? I run him away. You can be honest.
I don't know what y'all talking about when I'm not there. So something could go on between one of you when I'm not there.
Right.
Because, you know, I'll be my own word. I don't worry about you or any dips.
Okay. All right. I got a lot of dips coming through that, John. Don't I?
Yeah.
Coming in and out, in and out. Yes, steer me back straight. Oh, the wedding. Yeah. So yeah, usually in a wedding,
he got dips.
Dips. Yes. Man, it be getting loud back then. On the man.
Yo, you drawing, yo.
I'm drawing.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
She cutting his toenails.
Oh.
You wrong, man. You wrong. Why you got me going down this
road? Yo, Dad, you drawing.
They might be listening, man.
Yeah, you drawing.
Yes, I am, severely.
What if you put paneling up and be hammering on the wall?
Hey, don't they be hammering on the wall, Yizzy? Yizzy know how I play. Boom, boom, boom. He's talking about my dips that come over, and I was like, don't I be in my room making a lot of noise, like, boom, boom, boom. So I said to you, don't I be like that, you know what I mean, yes. On Lawrence Street.
Yes,
indeed. That's my boy Yizzy there. We got a special guest tonight who's going to come sit down and give us his knowledge. Don't do that, man. His knowledge on the sports world that we're about to dabble into. You know what I'm saying? But yes, the husband and wife, usually the husband and wife arrives to the wedding separately. That's why I said they rode together and died in the crash. It might have been afterwards, because usually the wife comes.
No, they might have went downtown to get married, man.
Yeah, people.
They might have went together, like, wow. And don't have to be all extravagant like you should have did.
I would like to do that one day. Yeah, I would like to get married, have a big wedding, and set it off, man. I don't want
a comedy show.
Yeah, we're going to have some comedians there. We're about to. As everybody eat, let them sit up there and, you know, crack jokes and everything. You know what I mean? What's wrong with that? It's something different. You never seen that before.
You never thought about that until I just told you.
I would. Where she at? I have a call up here because she's saying, nah, we not doing that. You know, but I don't have nobody to call up here. Yes, eh? So, yeah, that was crazy, man. That was bad. That the two folks, the man and lady that just got married, it was a fatality cause, and they died on the way to the, after they got on their way to the wedding. I want to give a rest in peace to a friend of mine from high school.
New Jersey.
A friend of my high school son, Derek Hill, Lachey Hill's son. He died this weekend. He was murdered Saturday morning at his home at Wessel Lane, Lincoln Pike and 67th. Yeah, he was stabbed. He was out there fighting. And this is, like I said, 11 o'clock in the morning. He was outside fighting. And the young lady, they were jumping him. The young lady stabbed him in the buttocks. And like I said, I'm like, huh? But it hit the main artery and he died. So, you know, she's a real good friend of mine. Knew her since 14 in high school. You know, she was right there when she was pregnant. You know, even giving her rides home. And some people thought it was my child.
Wow.
You know, but just to see her child, just, you know, remember him in her belly to now that he moved on. That's sad. You know, because I got three boys, 15, 14, and 10. Thing, you mean to tell me at 20 they could be out of here?
It's a pay-per-view event.
Yeah. So
for 9 million.
He looks so, like he's under the influence.
You know, rest in peace. Excuse me, fellas. Oh, sorry, to him.
Yes. R.I.P. To the young guy.
Yes, indeed.
Senseless, another senseless tragedy, brother. Another senseless tragedy. Yeah, well, definitely, definitely. Already there, brother. Already there. Already there. My love.
Yes, rest in peace, Derek. That was Saturday, November the 17th. Thank you. Rest in peace, brother.
Thank you.
Another senseless.
Yeah, another senseless
killing. Yep. Another young.
Yep.
Young African American male.
And he has a child out here that's gonna grow up with no father. You know,
the 15-year-old who was shot and killed the other
night. I heard about that. Where was that at?
In the city somewhere. No, up South Billy. Ooh, what difference do it make? It's just,
how that happened? Shot?
Yeah, of course. Gunfire, of course. You know, the number one cause of fatalities this year, out of the 300 plus deaths in Philadelphia thus far. You know, most of them has been from gun fatalities.
Where they get
what
guns?
About yesterday, the four bodies they found in the
Oh yeah, well, my neighbor, yeah, Al B, right down the street from her. She at the corner from Al B's house. Yeah, the four bodies in the basement.
Yeah, around the corner from me.
Oh, yeah, executing style. Yes, two couples. Two guys and two girls. Probably their girlfriends. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Southwest, 54th. Yeah.
That's where I'll be at?
Yeah, Southwest.
51st and Malcolm.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, she's on.
Quadruple. I thought I saw that this morning.
Yes, no, you
that
did.
Was, yeah, that was another, yeah, that was another
they was
killer.
Talking about. They was talking about it all day today.
Yeah.
Father God.
Yeah. Yeah. No motives, no suspects.
I mean, that's not random. Like something.
I'm sorry, but the usual. No motives, no suspects.
Yeah, they know you're trying to find it. That wasn't random, though. You think that was that? Something to do with something?
Oh, most definitely. That was targeted. I mean, that was. Well, they knew the killers.
One of the persons was. The cops had dealings with him once upon a time.
Right, right. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, what I'm saying. But regardless, they knew the killer. That's all. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, they knew the killer. You know, they'll eventually trace, you know, or somebody will talk like, yeah, they'll, you know, they do some good detective work. They'll come close to who was responsible for that.
Rest in peace.
It's not going to take long. You hit the streets, you know, get some people that's about to do some big time and know a little something, might want to do they do their little footwork. They can get the.
It's towing season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's holidays, man. People want to be home, so. Yeah, it's going down. Hopefully they find out, because that's a heinous. That's a ridiculous. Like, you just execute four people like that. Two females, 20-year-old young lady. One of them 20 years of age. The other one 20, whatever. They don't know, because they couldn't identify the third young lady yet. But, you know, senseless again.
Well, all right. We're going to move on.
Well, let me give you something. Let me give you some breaking news. Let me give you something political real quick before you. You know, let me school you on something, young boy.
Please.
You down with the political front?
I'm listening.
You're aware?
Yeah.
All right. You down with Trump?
I mean, I'm not with Trump.
but you aware. You know who he is, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me give you some breaking news, and let me just give you the realm of the magnitude of this breaking news of what this guy was trying to do at the beginning of his presidency. The New York Times has just broke a story that Donald Trump has ordered the Department of Justice, which is the FBI, to prosecute James Comey, the former FBI guy who he fired, who was investigating him, and Hillary Clinton. Wow. As the president. You want to abuse your power to go tell the Department of Justice to investigate some people who ain't you ain't, just because they ain't on your good side, they're your political enemies? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, this is not a dictatorship, guys. This is the United States. Like, what is wrong? Mm-hmm. But his people's had to pull his jacket and say, yo, you can end up in an orange jumpsuit or be impeached. Like, what is wrong with you? You can't do that.
So he reneged on it?
So he didn't follow through because, yeah, they told his folks to. And I'm like, this guy is gangster.
Oh, he having fun.
Trump is mad.
Yeah, like, him and Tekashi 6ix9ine. They do what they want.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Now, wait a minute. He got a new charge. What's this? Firearms and what else?
Oh, Tekashi?
Yeah, just the racketeer, yesterday. Racketeering and firearms.
When? I just saw
in the car. We are in the car with three
just
of his.
Saw him on Breakfast Club on Monday morning.
In the car with three of his cohorts. You know, with firearms. Yes.
cut that out, man. You're trying to get street cred and you ain't even got to.
Yeah, I mean, you're down with 50. That should be enough.
Man, no, 50 uses him because he know he got that. He got a nice following.
Well, no, that's not it. 50 likes him because
he's nice.
That's how 50 came.
He likes his talent. He likes and he likes his grind. He likes his grind.
Was just as disrespectful as 50.
Right. He likes his grind.
50 said like that.
Right.
Yeah, likes that disrespect.
Right. I don't know why he put him on Get the Strap. That was clearly a marketing move right there. I'm very
upset. Was he coming at people with that?
No, he is versed. It was made of nothing.
Oh.
Like nothing.
Made of nothing.
Don't not like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
What do you mean it was made of nothing? Like no, was he dissing someone?
Like 6ix9ine. You like 6ix9ine too.
No, I don't.
Why can't you rap?
He's funny on Instagram. He's funny on Instagram, but he can't rap.
We're not talking about rapping. We're talking about
entertaining.
One of the
Whack is whack. I mean, we ain't going. I mean, I don't really know none of his music. Not familiar with him as an artist. But I heard. I heard him on a couple. You know, mixtape Live Jones. You know, collab with 50, Uncle Murder. You know, and a couple of and Nicki, the Fifi. I like Fifi.
Yo, this kid was 10 for 10 on the Billboard.
No. I'm not saying he's not.
Talking about?
No. This what I'm saying. Hear me out.
No, listen.
Hear me out. I'm saying
nothing to do with Instagram.
I'm saying, listen. I'm just saying I'm not familiar with his music. He probably hot and got fired. I'm not. But I tell you, he got some collabs that I like. But I'm not familiar with him as just, you know, with his regular singles and all that. So I just haven't heard.
You just don't know.
He's not good. He just put words together.
You just don't know it.
Oh, okay, right. I like Fifi.
Right.
Yeah. That Fifi hot.
I like Nicki verse on that.
Well, his Jonas, he hot on that. He hot on that.
I'm allowed not to like him.
Who you like? I'm not talking.
You're right. You're allowed.
What are you?
I'm not a fan, but he hot. But he got some nice collabs. He got some nice
Meek Mill, J. Cole. Like, these new rappers are corny.
You're supposed to love him.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't count.
All right.
You
well, I, most of the people besides these new.
When he supposed to be in?
No, next Tuesday. Okay. Next Tuesday. He had to go somewhere in New Jersey to go meet with somebody.
Okay.
But all these upcoming rappers, they get a good beat. I like that they get a good beat and put two words that rhyme together and sing it throughout the whole song. That's not tough songs. That's annoying. Tekashi 6ix9ine, he yells into the microphone. He's not good. He gets a good beat. That's the only thing I like about it. Good beat, put a couple words that rhyme together and yells it into the microphone, and that's a song.
Okay.
Well, that's he can't rap.
That's
he
a fair assessment. That's how you see him.
That's how you Jungle Bunnies want is a good beat, right?
Oh, Mo, that's how you catch me, beat, because beats hook me before the lyrics.
That's how you catch
me. I'm a beat man, and then I'm a word man. I don't care what the lyrics be. If the beat hot, I'm on it. I don't care what the words is, if the beat hot.
I have to agree. Like, yeah.
I was like thinking, I'm like, oh, I thought he was doing that. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, I forgot.
He
having fun over there. He's it over there. Okay.
He woke. He ain't falling asleep. Okay. He had a good night's sleep.
Oh,
he,
okay, here we go.
He up. There you go. Right, wait till them gunshots come. So where you go, man? Jump into the sports. What we got?
We're going to start with the NFL. We're not going to go in any type of order. We're just going to jump to last night. Woo! Kansas City versus LA Rams. They combined for a point of 105 points altogether. That was like one of the craziest games I watched.
You asleep. But I
No.
I watched all the way up to third quarter. Then I fell asleep.
Oh, it was only 20-20 at that point.
It was 30 something to 30.
Yeah, a whole number 50 points you missed. But yes, that was one of the most exciting
games. I fell asleep 30-30. So
it was one of the most.
Yeah, we dozed at the same time.
Yeah,
that was definitely a shootout.
Yes.
All right, so which of those two teams do you like?
I wanted the Chiefs to win.
So you like the Chiefs? Okay.
Yeah, two reasons. That'll help. But the Eagles aren't making
the playoffs. Let's see if they're my reasons. All right, come on. Let's see if they're my reasons.
The Eagles aren't making the playoffs, but that could have helped bring the Rams down. That could have brought the Rams down if the Chiefs won.
Okay, that's one. All right.
I just want Patrick Mahomes to win MVP.
You like the Magic Man.
I wanted Patrick Mahomes to win MVP.
You like the Magic Man. That's all right. That's a good reason. You like Magic Mahomes. That's all right. I love him. I love Magic Man. I went for him. I thought he was going to pull it out last night.
Yeah. He threw three interceptions.
That's all right. He's going to be all right.
They were ill-advised. That's all right. The last two.
He learning.
He was forcing them. Like,
He learning. He young. He learning. That's all right.
I wanted the Rams to win because they helped me to win. So
he learning. Hopefully he'll learn by next season. Hopefully he won't catch on to next year. But anyway, Write it down. You know what I said earlier. Did you write it down?
No.
My quote about the two teams that performed last night.
Oh, they won't be in.
Those two teams are not going to be in the Super Bowl.
I agree with that.
Both of them going to get dumped, knocked out before the bowl.
Who's your Super Bowl prediction then?
Not them two.
I'm going to assume it's the Saints. The only good team.
Right now they looking good. Hey, Saints looking good.
When that second season starts,
Saints looking good.
Like Chicago might do something.
Yo, Chicago, they're surprising me. I got to start picking them.
Duns ousted. First round. Bang at the crib. Out.
Wow.
Yeah, upset. Wild card team going to come in. Bang them out first round at the crib.
The Ravens?
Whoever they playing, whoever their wild card is, gonna come to Chicago and win. I don't care who they play, whoever they matching up with, the wild card team, they gonna knock off the Bears. That's what I'm saying.
What about Washington?
What about them?
I mean, you just negating everybody.
I'm not negating. Why? What about Washington? Washington is barely floating above 500. It's surviving first place until Turkey Day, till they tie for first. So what about Washington?
Wanted to get your thoughts on Washington.
Washington is not irrelevant in the playoffs. Okay. Please, come on. I mean, what's his name? Cody? Who the boy that used to Eagles dad him? Matt? Who ain't it? Barkley?
Hold on. Did Alex Smith go out? Right?
Leg broken seven places.
I think it's
Matt Barkley.
Signed somebody. The butt fumble ball.
Right. But he ain't the starter
Barkley
though.
Is in Buffalo.
Oh, he's playing in Buffalo. So, wait a minute. Oh,
they just signed. They just signed
Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez. They just signed Mark
gets
Sanchez.
A job, what? And Colin's still at the crib.
Yeah, and Colin Kaepernick don't.
He's still home.
That's ridiculous.
Sanchez.
He's a bum.
Mark Sanchez.
This is awful out here. Come on, NFL. All right, man. What's the next game you got?
I like my Steelers.
We'll talk about that one. We can talk about the Steelers.
You talking about them 20 unanswered points? Because we play 60 minutes of football. That's why. We don't play 58 minutes. We play 60 minutes. We don't play 59 minutes and 70 and 20 seconds. 60 minutes of football. We won the damn game. Down 16-0. Big Ben. Broken play. Runs it in for the score. With seconds left on the Jaguars' clock.
One leg in the graveyard. I ain't worried about him.
And the Steelers survive after a 1-2-1 start to be 7-2-1. All right, let's move on. What you got next?
What about Le'Veon? Give me Le'Veon. What's up with Le'Veon?
What about? He's gone. He's done. He's going to sign with another team. We're past him. We're moving on. We're playing football. James Connors is our man. All right, what else you need? Let's go. Let's move forward. Right. That's it. We're done. He's not a Steeler anymore. He's going to go in the offseason and sign with another team who's going to pay him more. So he thinks his worth is more than what he left 14.5 on the table to prove a point. So, hey, I mean, kudos to the brother. I wish him luck. I wish him well. We enjoyed him while we had him. But I hope he still got some gas in the tank.
You think he do? You think he can help?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, he still got some gas in the tank. Yeah, Le'Veon is going to be, but he hurt himself because he cost himself a year, you know, which is going to be a year less productive that he's going to probably be on at the end of his career.
So. More energized,
right?
This is another interesting game for me: Cincinnati and Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, he.
They're going to run that ball in the graveyard.
Yeah. They're eventually going to stop him and try to force him out of
pass.
So,
wait a minute. Harbaugh's hurt?
You mean Flacco?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He got hurt. Damn. And they had an option to either start Lamar Jackson or RG3.
Yeah, wow, same quarterbacks.
No, they're not the same quarterbacks. Not no more.
RG3 ain't like that.
No, they ain't the same quarterbacks.
What was Lamar's stats? So that stuck out to me.
He had 150 passing yards, one interception, and 27 carries.
27 carries.
And 117 yards.
That's what I say. He ain't going to make it.
That's something you definitely can do week in and week out in the NFL as a quarterback. You don't want to tote the ball 20 times in a game.
No, that has to be the most carries by a quarterback in a single game.
Yeah, that's a record for it. Oh, yeah, that's
when I watched the highlights, a lot of them plays were designed for him to run, so I can't really say he just opted not to pass the ball.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that next year, if he does become the starting quarterback, I don't think he would give them all the rushing or 27, make sure he gets 27 carries.
Yeah.
He'll probably design probably 5 a game.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
another one, the Thursday Night Football, Green Bay and Seattle.
I ain't watched that.
Did I see that? What happened? Who won?
Seattle won.
Green Bay. So another underachieving year for the Packers. And I mean, I understand. I don't know what Aaron doing really goes too wrong. I mean, I see 19 touchdowns, one interception. So I don't know what much more he could be doing.
That's his stats.
Look, 19 TDs, one pick, one INT. So, somebody need to help this man out.
Yeah, that is a stat. I just checked it. That's right.
Wow.
Somebody need to help his stat. Somebody need to help the man out. I mean, I just don't know what else the man, you know. He not turning the ball over. So, what the defense has got to step up. Or somebody.
All right. This game, Carolina lost the game for themselves. They had an option to either tie it and go in overtime.
Riverboat Ron. Let's talk about Riverboat Ron Rivera.
Coach.
Let's talk about this goof troop. Well, go ahead.
He went for two to win the game.
Wow.
He went for two to win the game.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, he could have just tied. He went in overtime and still had a great chance to win
really
the game.
Went for two and
lost
but
he went for the deuce, you know, and cost his team the victory.
You do that in preseason, Ronnie.
You know.
Don't do that.
So, you know. Trying to be like Doug, because that's something Doug would
just overthinking the game. Overthinking the game.
Yeah, Pete
Carroll. I don't even want to talk about Doug and them. Let's not even talk about Doug and them.
Well, we have to.
Why not? Let's talk about the Eagles. I mean, you know.
7-48.
I was highly disappointed because I actually picked the Eagles to actually show up, yeah. You know, be angry and play angry. And I was just a little disappointed to
that's
see the lackluster effort that they came up with after I thought they would come out angry. So
this was my thought process for that game. I was like, all right, the Eagles know that their playoff chances could probably get kicked at the playoffs this weekend. So they're going to show up. Carson, I was expecting Carson to go for about 300 yards and not throw all them picks. But
I wasn't even thinking nothing about Carson or the offense. I was just saying to myself, this front seven is going to show out and win this game. That's what I said before the game. I said, this front seven going to come out and play like a pack of wild dogs today.
Yeah.
And they come out like paper soldiers.
Yo, I'm very disappointed in our front line. And like, we can't even sack a quarterback. I'm very upset. Like, losing Derek Barnett didn't do that. So we need to go back to the drawing board. We still got a little hope left if we knock off this division, because all we have to do is win a division. We can sneak into the playoffs.
I mean, and that's the funny part. They're still not dead.
They're not dead.
They still have a chance to win the division as bad as they're playing.
Yeah. I don't know what we need. I mean, I know we need a running back.
A cornerback.
No, they need secondary. A win. That's what they need. They need a victory.
No, they need
just get a
wins.
Win. You got to get a win to climb within a game of 500. That's all. I mean, winning solves everything. I mean, come back and get a win, and all that Saints stuff goes all the way. Just get a victory, and try to look like y'all trying to get back to 500, and challenge for the division. That's it.
And that's possible. All. Very, very possible.
Oh, come on. They don't need a game. They don't need a game.
Look,
they don't need a game out.
Look,
we still
got to play the Redskins twice.
Right.
We still got to play the Cowboys.
There you go.
And the Giants.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We still got four games.
Right.
That's four games.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they got the Rams.
Still alive.
I'm talking about the division and our division.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to come down to them and their heart. They want it. Because they're going to come, like you said, that interdivision game coming down. That's gonna like the last 5 weeks of the season about to come. Actually, like, aren't we coming down to the last 5 weeks of the season?
Yeah.
Like, we close.
Week 12. It's only five.
Right,
left.
Right. So these games have got to be about to be rolling in succession then, right? Who they got next? They got the Giants next week?
Oh, no.
Let me check.
Who they got? So, you got to be starting. They got to have a division game next week.
It is. I think it's the Giants.
They got to be playing somebody in the division because, you know.
Because the boy, I remember I saw somebody on TV saying, forget about the Saints.
Yeah. No, they play Washington on a Monday night next week.
Why? Why would you put this?
Oh, wait, no, that's week 13. My fault. That's week 13.
We bought the Giants.
The Giants at one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we got to eat them up.
That's on them. They can go on a two-game winning streak.
And Washington and Dallas, we need them to lose.
Uh-huh.
And we right back in the hunting thing. Because, it's a shame because you could win your division 7-9 and a wild card could be 11-5. It's just
so, in that case, who are you rooting for?
When?
On Thanksgiving Day.
I don't know.
With the math you just said.
I don't know who's playing.
the Cowboys and the Redskins.
Oh, man.
I see
What's the record?
Root for Washington.
You want Washington to win because you want their record. Because if Dallas is out of it anyway, that win is a run. If you beat Washington in that head-to-head, you see what I'm saying? You got to play them twice.
Right.
So if Washington beats Dallas, they're going to be two games over the Cowboys. So it's more relevant to beat the Skins later on down the line than it is the Cowboys.
So you're rooting on the Cowboys right now?
Nah, I want the Redskins to.
But the Redskins would be easier to beat.
They already got 6 wins.
You would want the Redskins are probably easier to beat right now because of they lost Alex.
Redskins are vulnerable. They can sweep the Redskins. With they starting with right. Sanchez, they already, and plus they know him.
So what do you think Dallas going to do? Dallas going to go, they going to beat them.
They might, but that's an iffy. Dallas might sweep them. They can get swept by the souls. I'm saying you got to sweep the Skins while they don't have their squad. They depleted. You know what I mean? They done lost 4 or 5 starters.
So
like
the Washington and Dallas, you're rooting on who?
Redskins.
They record already up there. All right. Well, I'll be rooting on the Redskins.
Doesn't matter when, because like I said, that's good if Dallas win too, because they'll be, what's Dallas record now? They 500?
Yeah, I think they 5-5.
All right, so they'll be tied at 6-5, right?
Yeah.
All right.
If Dallas win, they bring them their records together.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah,
you don't want to give the Skins 7-4.
Yeah, Dallas should win that, yeah. I got to root for the stinking Cowgirls.
There you go. What you got for us, dog? Come on.
We're going to go into basketball season now. The Wizards having anybody on their team open for trade. Anybody. John Wall, Bradley Beal, anybody.
They said anybody.
Anybody.
I heard they were going back and forth in the locker room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not
Beal and Wall.
Bill said, I've been dealing with this.
Come on, Sal Palatoni.
Bradley Beal said, I've been dealing with this for seven years.
I'll say exactly what he said.
I won't be saying that.
Go ahead.
I'm good.
I can't reach over there.
Where is that quote at?
I'm good.
He's on the score.
Yeah, he said, I've been dealing with
this. He's been dealing with this ish for 7 years. He tired of John Wall. Get me out of here.
He ain't say that.
He didn't say all that, but he said, I've been dealing with this.
Yeah, I paraphrase, but he said, I've been dealing with this for 7 years. I got to go.
He ain't go to the media with that.
Okay. You got the score? You downloaded the score? Well, just type in Google Bradley Beal quotes.
Oh yeah, your boy's out again with a shoulder. Yeah.
Oh, Bradley.
And we ain't talking about faults.
Markel.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, just aging him. Yeah, his minutes are disintegrating. So now all of a sudden, he's about to go get. Yeah, he's back on this.
What? They put him on the injury list?
No, they put him on the injury list.
No, he informed the Sixers. His agent informed the Sixers that he about to go get further.
He's done. He's done. He's done. He's trade beat. He's done.
But that's not because he's injured though.
You did right,
TJ stepped in and was playing big time.
Right, not because he's injured, so it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Like they need to package him up and get. I believe the young man got talent, but we trying to win today. I can't wait 3 or 4 years down the line for this guy, especially when he's just looking inconsistent to me.
Right
now, his shoulder, man. Like, yo, do you know he's on the second year of a 2-year guaranteed deal? You only get you get a 4-year contract. The first two is guaranteed. The other two is team options. You do know the team needs to pick up your option after this season,
right?
Like you on the second year of your guaranteed contract. Well,
J.R. Smith wants out.
Yeah. Oh man, nobody picking up that bum.
He and Mr. Cavs are tanking, and he wants a trade.
Are they trying to get Corliss Williamson? Zion Williamson.
I'll be going for it too. The Hornets inquired about Wizards Bradley Beal.
Oh, they're going to give up. That's what I'm saying. To give up Bradley Beal, you got to be giving up something nasty.
Yeah. But that would be a good combo.
Drew Holiday?
Kemba and Drew Holiday.
Oh, you said, Hornets.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Pelicans.
I said Hornets.
Okay, who they going to give up? I'm just curious. What they got over there?
The only person they probably won't give up anything.
Why
but
would
Kemba.
You put Beal over there with him? With Walker? He already... averaging 90 a game. Why would
you
do that?
90. He just hit the game winner in Boston.
Okay.
That was the game winner?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what you get? Yeah. What you wilding for?
Shout out to Julius Randle. Triple double off the bench.
Oh, yeah. He over there beasting. He got some nice
21, 14, and 10.
He's showing the Lakers something real quick.
Oh, man. Well, we wanted to sign him, but we just didn't have what he was looking for.
He didn't even get a big deal over there.
No, he got more than what. Yeah, he got more than what he was getting. What we was offering. So yeah, he did all right for himself.
Why did Embiid try to do that with no dunk?
Giannis playing at a crazy MVP level. Yeah. I haven't seen this guy do so many Euro steps and dunking on people in my life. Like, this dude is Euro stepping and dunking on people after the Euro step. I'm like, what is... I think he's going to lay it up. He's, like, jamming in people's faces. Like, so, what's up with G-State? What's up with Draymond and Katie?
Katie leaving. Katie, I think he's going to leave.
Well, he was out anyway. Yeah, he got to roll.
So?
Oh, he got to leave.
There was a
he
got to
leave. His legacy is in question. People
before
still...
Before this?
But before and then now even more so because of the success, because of how they just... How it looks so... They want him to earn a championship. They want him to be the what do you call it? The focal point of a championship.
Where do you think he's going then? Where do you think he should go?
Well, not D.C. No, he won't be going home. I know
we'll
that.
Take you here, Kev. What's up, baby? Can you get a little two-year
deal? But he's going to move because he knows he has to prove that. He know he got to go win somewhere else.
Get you a two-year deal. Hell, why not?
I understand. So Draymond Green going to tell him, we already won without you. We don't need you, little bit. He called him a B-word.
Sound like he's about to say it.
I wasn't about to say that.
Is that what he said?
he said, Kevin Durant going to say, that's why I'm out of here.
Some good lip reading right there.
Because that's what he doing.
Oh, wow.
I ain't see these quotes.
Wow, man. Me neither. That's tough right there.
No. First of all, I follow SportsCenter on Instagram, and they say, like, what he said, and then I'll read his lip, and that's like, then I was like, oh, my God, I can see what he said there.
But what does this look like to you?
He said we won without you?
What did I just say?
You little... Yeah.
What did it look like I said?
F you?
Why would I say that to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to do it one more time.
See what kind of parenting goes on in your home. Hope no adults are
I love you.
No,
it sounds like I said I love you, right?
No social service workers.
I said elephant juice.
No, but if someone had told me you said elephant juice, I could see that you said that. They put on the screen what the person said.
They're doing just what you did. They reading lips and just, like
so
you said.
Why would you say elephant juice?
Yeah, that don't go with anything. That just happened on.
But it looked like
you
can interpret it as being. What did you say?
So the dude happened with the horse. Remember the boy with the horse earlier?
Oh. Yeah, you heard about that? The boy with the read that current event that Mr. Liz
Let me go
time.
Back to it. So
read that. Watch this. He go ahead and crack it up with this.
A Florida man arrested for having sex with a miniature horse. On multiple occasions.
Okay, Florida man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Your takes?
Hey, I mean, hey, at least you have a regular horse. You see, you have a miniature horse. He ain't dead. He wasn't feeding that thing. Yeah.
Why you can't do Mr. Ed?
Go pull a regular boy out there at that barn. Yeah, he went and found a miniature horse. Trust me.
Why you want Mr. Ed? Why?
Teeth too big. Yo, but that's an interesting story there, brother. Wait a minute, did that say where that is? That, wait, don't let me guess. Florida.
Yeah.
I know it. All the weirdest, craziest crimes that happened in the state of Florida. But I'm not surprised. Yo. They got the strangest crimes I've ever heard and read before, guys.
Yes. Why he get
stop
me to
it. Stop it. It's too, you know, Ed teeth too big. He ain't got that much toothpaste. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? What else is going on in here?
All right, go back to basketball.
Yeah, let's get back to sports. Yeah, that stuff is.
Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid playing at an MVP level, 11 games
yes,
over
is.
30 points. Ooh. He's averaging 27.9 points, 13 rebounds.
Mm.
11 games over 30 points right now.
Wow. Oh, he's balling.
Yeah. yeah, you know, I'm a diehard Sixer fan. We still ain't there. Our defense is
No, wait. We're talking about the MVP candidate right now. Well, we're not talking about the team.
Okay, are we getting
that? But that does matter in the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, Embiid is playing, and he's playing like the center that we envisioned him to be.
Right.
He's down on a block. He's pretty dominant. He's getting to the line, making his free throws. He is playing defense. He's blocking shots.
Yes, he is.
Again, the only problem I still have, I just think he's shooting just a little too much. You know, you're 7'2", and you're a massive 7'2". You're not a DeAndre Ayton 7'2". He's 7'1", and slim like New Orleans. Right. He's 7'2", and he's thick with it.
Right.
So I would like him to back down a little more and turn with the little baby jumper, because you got a nice touch.
Definitely need a little more pose action.
But that's all. I just hate when he's pulling up for the threes constantly. You know, he can hit them, so take you about three a game. So, yo, so, yes, he's definitely looking like an MVP, and the only way to win that is if your team is winning, which we are at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the team, you know, we still need a little help. Ben is driving me up a freaking wall with his no-shooting self.
Jimmy going to get him straight. Don't worry.
I hope so.
Jimmy going
to
work on
Jimmy just happy to be here. You know, he just happy to be in Philadelphia.
They praising this boy like AI and Moses.
I mean, yes, they are. Like, this dude.
Hope he put up some AI and Moses.
He's not. He's not. Like, you knew Iverson was going to get 25. You didn't know if it was going to take 40 shots, but you knew he was going to come chucking it up.
Oh, Jimmy can get 25.
That's what I'm saying. I like how he's just fitting himself in.
He can average 25.
I know when to be assertive. Like, last night, it was the ball was moving. I like when we win and Jimmy get 15 and 16.
Right.
That means he ain't got to come in and be a workhorse. You just need to step in on games when we look depleted.
Like Saturday, he shot that game winner.
That was beautiful. Oh. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, that the heart to pull that and take that. Like,
just the fact that that man ate you alive.
That just showed me that he had that kind of heart. To just
he wasn't scared
to miss the shot. That's why I like, you know, he had the heart to take it. So, you know, you got to take it to make it.
I mean, then the incredible block on the opposite end right before that.
Yeah.
You can't write a story better than that. Goes down to the other end, block his shot, save the ball, throw it inbound. They call timeout. Go down, hit the game winner, send our all's home happy.
Right.
You can't write it better.
Well, that's
than
what sets him apart. You know, he plays on both ends of the
A two-way player. You said he wasn't, right?
No, I saw something I saw somebody on. A lot of things go down on Instagram.
Nobody ever said that.
Somebody said
that's what I tried. Did I tell you?
Nobody could ever say
no way.
Don't play on
no way. Nobody said he's not a two-way player.
Oh no,
I saw it on Instagram, Dad.
Somebody is that.
No way. Well, they don't watch the game.
Maybe they don't.
Because him and Kawhi are what you call
they don't want
two-way specimens.
Let's talk about your boy Melo.
I want him here.
Wait a minute. I can't believe this.
I want
First
him here.
First of all, and, you know, and talking about Melo. But I'm saying, I'm going to cut you, but, you know, just to add in what you're saying, Melo. I just happened to see these clips and these highlights of how he was playing. He was bricking and missing layups.
Don't you saw that joint on Facebook, man? Literally.
No, I didn't. No, I seen it on NBA TV. They was doing a little segment about to get released and going and what's next for Mel. And they were showing his play, and I couldn't believe that the dude was falling, like airballing little mid range shots, getting missing layups, getting the shot blocked, trying to drive on people. And I'm like, whoa, he looked pretty bad, getting old.
Yeah, the Rockets actually they fought for him. They really wanted him, and then they looked bad because like they really wanted him, and they finally got him, and it turned out to this.
Yeah, and then he just woke up and couldn't play.
Stop it!
You think
he just woke
playing?
Up and couldn't play. His game just left him.
I think Tracy McGrady said he should retire because that's like all the playing he's doing right now is messing up his legacy.
On here, baby.
He can't
come
play.
On home, Melo.
We don't need him.
Come on, Melo.
No, why not? Yes, he can.
Only squad he can survive on right now is Golden State. That's the only squad that can like carry and save him and make him still look like he can. He still got a little bit of.
Sign him up for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. That's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying his game is so bad now. Only team that can make him salvage his game is Golden State. Because he need to be with the top two teams to look half decent. Because right now he is like his
get him out.
He lost the step like and his release. I don't know what happened. He just his game just.
I don't know why you like him.
game just went somewhere.
I do,
boom.
Man. I'm a Melo fan.
I mean, I was a Melo fan, too. You know, I'm a diehard Syracuse. I'll never forget 04, all the way to the promised land. Now, I mean,
that,
freshman, I remember that. Took that orange and took us all the way to the promised land.
Yeah, but he liked the Temptations.
Cut the nets
right
as a freshman. So I always liked them and followed them and, you know. But, you know, but I mean, time is time. Father time. I mean, he just looked like his game is eroded. His past is, you know. Yeah, you know, so, yeah. So he should probably, you know, either go on a dynamic team or a good team, top two team, or just probably call it quits. I mean, really, because, you know, he looks, don't look good out there on the floor.
Trash. All right.
Y'all think the Sixers can win the Eastern Conference?
No, not right now.
What you mean, playoffs?
Yeah, like, and did he think they could make it to the championship? Because they're not.
Oh, you mean Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, Eastern Conference.
Oh, no. Nah, that's Boston and Toronto.
Boston?
Yeah, Boston and Toronto.
Know. It's not the Sixers. Right? Not right now. I need a little bit.
I mean, I'm looking at right now, it's Boston and Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. Because they got the two teams with the most players that do the most things right now. They got a lot of versatile 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", players that do a lot of things. Sixers don't really. They ain't there. They got one, but they need a few more.
Need some shooters?
Yes. Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
Most definitely need shooters.
Yes.
I mean, JJ, you know, is doing his thing, but, you know, they need more than JJ.
Well, before we get out of here, we want to get your thoughts on Zion Williamson.
Oh, that he's a monster.
Monster?
Yeah.
Who's he?
The college player? Zion Williams?
Who he play with?
Duke.
Oh, they're about to play. Okay. All right. I'll watch him tonight. Against
wait, you didn't hear of Zion Williams?
No, was he tall?
RJ Barrett?
Huh?
RJ Barrett, you're them. Do you watch college?
Who's that?
You don't know neither one of them are?
He played for Duke too?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch them tonight. They playing at 8 o'clock. Yeah. They're going to get smacked by Auburn tonight.
Yeah.
But what about these overrated guys you telling me about?
Overrated? Oh. Watch that game tonight.
Talk to me, man.
Zion Williams is basically a college version of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay. I'll watch out for him. 6'8"?
Like, I think he's 285 pounds.
Oh! No, he's not Giannis. That sounds more like Shaq. What do you mean? Giannis
45
is
45-inch
yeah,
vertical.
Giannis is about 220, 230.
Windmills, he got his vertical is crazy.
What? A big, heavy guy like
he's
that?
He's built like J.J. Watt. Just think of J.J. Watt, but like 6.
What?
Yeah. Think of like J.J. Watt.
Is he J.J. Watt's race?
No, I didn't say he is. Oh. I was just saying he's built.
I was
like
just curious. Okay, I was just imagining no. JJ Watt. Okay.
Yeah, just imagine JJ Watt,
okay,
but 6'8".
But JJ Watt in a brother body.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He top three pick. So.
Oh, okay.
Top two.
I'm going to check him out tonight. So what about the other guy, Barrett? Now, what's he, a guard or what's his position?
I think he's a small forward.
Okay, all right.
He can shoot. He's not better than Zion. Sorry, he's not better than Zion.
Okay.
But he's on due to, along with Cam Reddish.
Okay.
And Trey, I forget his brother's
name. So they're worthy of this number one ranking, you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay,
all right. All right.
They were getting compared to one of the best college. I forget.
Fab Five.
Yeah, Fab Five.
Let's get at it.
They're not touching the Fab Five.
Oh, who?
These freshmen.
Stop it.
Fab Five had a 6'8 point guard.
Stop.
Yeah, 6'8 point guard. 6'10 Chris Webber.
Had a man child.
And 6'9 Weber Howard.
Weber was a man amongst boys in that he was dunking on everybody. He had no respect for human.
Rose would kill Ty Jones. He was 6'8 point guard.
Juwan was already a pro. Oh man, they were already.
Only person I heard for them was from. Only person I heard out of all of them was Chris Webber.
Yeah. What? You ever heard of Juwan Howard or Jalen Rose?
Jalen Rose was on that team?
What? He was the point guard. A 6'8 point guard.
You're talking about the commentator, Jalen Rose.
He was a 6'8 point guard for the Fab Five. Yes.
That's the first big point guard I've seen besides
Magic.
He
was 6'8.
6'8.
Ben is 6'10. Why does that sound so crazy?
No,
because it was
him.
The 90s. That's why.
No, because I seen him on the basketball court. He didn't look 6'8".
Every bit of 6 feet
yeah,
8 inches.
Yeah, he looks it to me. The way he bends down when he's dribbling a little bit. He be trying to. Yeah, Jalen looks 6'8". Jalen was all right. He put in some work.
But look here, man. We coming in for, well, we came in for a landing. Thank everybody that was listening out there. Everybody that had a pulse. Everybody that, you know, tuned in, man.
Pleasure chatting.
Mateo, thanks for calling. We going to be here every Tuesday until we can't be no more. So we need y'all to keep coming back every Tuesday, my dad and me, at 6:30. You want to give any shout-outs, my man?
Man, I don't know who's listening. I ain't go to school today because usually when I'm in school, they be like, I'm going to listen today. I'm going to listen tonight.
Say you had off, please. You're making me look bad. Say you had off today.
I had off today. Okay. I had off today. My school had off the whole week.
Thank you, son. You know, the truancy people aren't listening. That's it.
Oh,
shout outs.
Dylan was listening. Dylan listened every week.
Dylan, all right, my man, yeah. Dylan.
He always make fun of me at something I say every time.
You got a lot to talk about this time, Dylan. But thank everybody, man. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Same time, same two guys, my dad and me. We out.